Pietro Mascagni was born at Leghorn, Italy, in 1863. His father was a baker who had little sympathy with the musical talents of his son and wished him to study law. The boy persisted in his determination to become a musician, however, and befriended by an uncle, finally did manage to secure a musical education. Mascagni's early career was anything but promising. He married young and secured a position as assistant musical conductor of a small traveling opera troupe. This finally disbanded, and Mascagni found himself stranded and with a wife and two children depending upon him. He managed to exist by giving music lessons. Mascagni is now world famous, and his career is unique in that he has probably achieved more fame through one single opera than any other composer. Cavalleria Rusticana was first performed in 1890. It was submitted humbly and with little hope of success to a prize competition for one-act operas. It won the prize, and Mascagni awoke one morning to find himself famous. When it was first performed at the Costanzi Theater in Rome, it was greeted with tumultuous applause. Italy fairly lost her head over it. Mascagni was hailed as a successor of Verdi. Medals were struck off in his honor, and he was welcomed back to his native village of Leghorn with great acclaim. The King of Italy presented him with the Order of the Crown, an honor that even Verdi did not attain until he reached middle life. Mascagni was amazed and bewildered at his success, but determined to go right on working. He has written several operas since, and although his latest, Tiso Bell, may yet prove successful, he has never since produced anything even approaching his first work in popular favor. The story of Cavalleria Rusticana, the English title of which is called Rustic Chivalry, is an interesting melodrama. Turiddu, a young Sicilian villager, has seduced Santuzza, and then has betrayed her for Lola, wife of Alfio, the carter. Santuzza tells Alfio of his wife's relations with Turiddu. The two men fight behind the scenes, and Turiddu is killed. The opera is written in only one act, two parts divided by the famous intermezzo. The music is vigorous and of throbbing intensity. It changes constantly with the moods and passions of the text, and though always melodious, the melodies are seldom finished or sustained. In the first part, before the intermezzo, Santuzza has told Turiddu's mother that she cannot enter the church. It is Easter morning, as she has been excommunicated. She then pours out the story of her wrongs and Turiddu's falseness in this aria. Voilo sapete, well do you know, good mother. The melody is somewhat formless and incoherent, as indeed it should be to portray such emotion. But it is extremely beautiful and one of the finest things in the opera. Emmy Destin is a native of Prague, Bohemia. She made her debut on July the 19th, 1898, at the Berlin Opera Royal in this same part of Santuzza. She was successful with it from the first, and it has always remained one of her most notable characterizations.